Well, boy, I just got off the phone. I met this girl a while back, and we had the same, like, Chico watch on, and got to talking to her. In fact, we were waiting for our spouses, husbands in the dressing room, which was kind of interesting. The girls waiting for the guys. And anyways, I gave her my card, and I asked her what her name was. She said it was Tracy, and I said, well, look at my card. My name is Tracy. And anyways, I just got done talking to her, and I met up with her on Thursday. I talked to her a few times, and she's definitely interested in the technologies, but also the business, and actually, and so he was interested in the business, and so that's pretty cool.
How's your California people doing?
Our California people?
Alex and Kathleen.
Thank you for, very good. Well, they're doing good. In fact, they just got all their products today. And she called me up and said, actually, she had everything except the mattress, and it said they had the info, but she said I couldn't find them anywhere. So she hasn't got the mattress yet. I guess that takes about 7 days or so, 7 to 10 days. And so she just got all of her goods today. So they got about 1,500. Or so.
Evening, everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
Good evening, Jerry.
Am I coming across okay?
You're great.
Tracy is kind of wobbly on my phone.
Yeah, Tracy's wobbling out on mine. Today, people are having trouble last week, too. Might be that land-based line they're on.
Land-based? Really? It sounds bad?
Well, it's just, it's like it's just a short thing.
Oh, it's coming down the speaker part.
Yeah, right now it's even wobbly. Well, we had a lot of stuff going on, and now Melody's a complete expert, ready to go. And Melody was actually telling me, she said, I really prefer to just jump right over the silver and gold section.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
I hear you.
You think I can be President's Club in time for the convention?
Oh, yeah, Chuck and Tracy, I was teasing everybody. It was great.
You were teasing everyone?
Yeah, because I told them when they went to the convention and they had to pay for their room that I didn't have to if you just have to win the contest. Even if they win the contest, then when you guys are scrapping around outside, I have to retire to this little room once in a while where they have green times and they have fruit, they have shrimp, and they have the Siaga and stuff, so we could just gain our composure for the next part of the President's Club.
Is it because the President's Club members tend to be older?
Well, I guess then that's something for you to look for, you young whippersnapper. Well,
so what are wonderful benefits, huh?
There are some amazing ones. So let's check and see who else is on the call tonight. I know I'm talking to Andre this afternoon. Andre, are you on? She'd be on pretty quickly. How about, I know Eric is going to be working for the United States Navy tonight. And Diana was going to be taking an in-home follow-up. And are you back yet, Diana?
I am. I just walked in the door.
You're amazing. We'll get a read on that here in a second. And let's check. Russell and Michelle, are you with us yet?
They said 5 minutes.
Okay, and that's Marion?
Yes.
Marion, then you're off in Seattle still?
Yes, so I might still be listening, unless you can hear me, because I think I can hear you, but I don't know how you can hear
me. Yeah, you're plenty clear right at the moment.
Oh, good.
And then, so we got Chuck and Tracy. Kim, are you on tonight? I expect Kim to come on. She's pretty regular. And Melody, I heard her, and so I think that rounds up team there.
And there's a Steve on.
Oh yeah, Steve's kind of like he's a Phantom of the Opera guy. And he keeps the technology rolling in the background, so I always appreciate that Steve's there. And then he gives me critiques the next day or two, but so Steve's always a presence. We know the world is in good order when Steve's around. Well, we got lots of things to cover this week. We're moving into a new era, and really want to do some discussion on that. But we have Andre and Marina went to Humans Being More training, and Melody did, and Russ and Michelle did. So
And Marion did.
So we've got over half the crew, and was while we're waiting, I guess, to see if Russ and Michelle and Andre and Marina do come on.
We went the week before, Jared.
Oh, perfect.
To let you know.
Then what I want to do is just take a moment to give perspective. Some, like Melody, this is the first time she's ever been through it. And for others, like Marion, there were a number of times that she's been through it. But I want to see what your eyes and ears saw and heard in terms of this particular run-through. So let's start first with somebody who's gone for the very first time. Melody, what was your impression of Humans Being More training and how it fits in the can in your eyes?
Well, it was very, very good, very good. I like the Jeff's facilitator. I liked his presentation, you know, that entire Saturday. Everything was valuable. I liked it very much. Very much, very good for people to kind of clear out the head trash, like Jerkin says. And I just was so inspired by some of his stories, the way he tied them into the things he was talking about. My favorite was embracing the fear, you know, and just going on the other side the way his brother was. Were you there then when he was talking about the scuba diving trip in Lake Powell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was so good. I mean, that was just spoke right to my heart. It's like, yeah, get on the other side of that, you know, and just revel in the joy of doing something difficult and coming through on the other end. I really like that.
The life wakes up. So I guess intrinsically you're telling us you're actually a thrill seeker and only just beginning to figure it out.
That's true. That's true. I want to be scubing. Do you feel that fear coming? You know, just go for it because you know what's on the other side.
And it makes you feel more alive.
Yeah.
It might as well, huh? Because that's what it's all about. And do you see it as a useful tool to the people who are coming into your group in the future?
Yes, I do. Definitely.
Do you get a sense that having it as a tool and bringing your people to it, that you don't have to do much? Once you get them there, then Humans Being More can handle them without you?
While they're there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
And now, what's interesting about that is that as an upline, you gain tremendous benefit by having people go through Humans Being More, but you didn't have to pay for it.
Nope.
Think of that in terms of your own business.
Uh-huh. As if you had an employee, you know, you'd have to...
Right, if you had an employee and you had to pay for their attendance at a class like that.
Sure.
And so now you're in this weekend business, and you can start the business for about the cost of somebody's sign that goes out in front of their business, and then all of a sudden here's another perk that comes along, and as a business owner,
mm-hmm.
you can take advantage of this huge class and... You don't have to pay for it, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I liked the goal setting times and, you know, specific goals, and then the success keys as well. I thought it was all well done.
Very good. Chuck and Tracy, when you were down there, who were your three diamond facilitators?
Jerry, we went to the training part. We didn't go through the HBN part. We saw, we had two Royal Diamonds there for that, which was both Dennis and Dennis SS. I think those were the only really high-ranking ones. Trudy was there helping out.
What were the perspectives that you got and you see it useful for your people in the future?
Well, the thing I saw was different was, because we didn't go to the first day and a half part, just for the training, the business part. When I went to it, they didn't have a business part. It was, you didn't get that until after you went, after you made silver. So I think that's a great new tool that they're giving the consultants at the, when they go to the gym more. When we went, we went to gold training, it was like, gee, why didn't they tell this stuff to us when we were in silver training? I think somebody finally got an idea about what's needed out there in the field to better equip everybody for up from the start.
And if you are, certainly those are two terrific people, so that would have been an excellent opportunity. And Marion, you had people there. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you've been to several in the past. What were your perspectives on this?
Well, it was just wonderful to have people and enjoy it with them. In the past, when I meet people, I have just been great. But this time, I really told them there was going to be a pairing up, and I didn't offer myself, and I didn't say I wouldn't. So I was just going to kind of see what the Lord did with that. And two of my people who didn't know each other prior to this connected, Virginia and Joanne. And Sherry connected with someone else. And someone from clear across the room purposely walked over to me and asked if I would be her partner. And so that part was just real special, and I felt real free letting me can just take care of my people and yet being around in the evening, because we all were in the same room together at night, so we got to do our life cycle plan together and things like that. I love the Saturday or Sunday afternoon training. I loved having the diamonds, and we had so much. I was surprised at how many platinums and diamonds participated in humans being more. And the wellness preview on Friday, there were even more there. So we were pretty stacked with that, and it just made it a family. As far as going through it, I was telling Rand how it's just amazing how enjoyable it is, even though I know Jeff's stories before he's going to tell them. And yet they shortened it. I wondered how they were going to shorten it. And I liked the ways that they like doing things as a group instead of individually to speed up things. I guess the thing that, and I don't know if I can even really explain this. I didn't talk very much, I don't think. I mean, a lot of times at silver trainings, I've had a lot of aha's, and I've shared. I did have a couple of times, for instance, at the beginning when they were asking what we wanted out of humans being more training, my purpose was that I wanted to become a leader of leaders. And when I shared that, almost everybody said, "Oh, well, I'm going to steal that." And that is exactly why my partner came over to me. And then there were other little things where people came to me. Jerry, I guess I felt like a platinum.
Ah.
And I just say that humbly with tears in my eyes. The things that I was able to share were because of all the times we've been together, because of the wonderful expo that we had, and just what we've been learning in the last 3 months. When we had our platinum meeting, people were asking me questions, and I could give them help. And I love that. Ray Schwab was my diamond leader, and one thing that I really picked up from him that I want to pay more attention to is, or have put Rand on it, too, looking at the genealogy, and I don't know how often he does this, but pretty frequently, so that as soon as a new person is on that list, they are all over it, calling them, welcoming them, finding out why they're in the group and what they want, so that if they're a business builder, they can be right at their side to help them.
Well, that's very consistent with the whole theme of what you've been talking about. And, Marion, there's something that you begin to realize as you climb through the ranks is that the old saying is true. You don't go platinum and then become a platinum. You become a platinum in your head, and then it follows. Would you say you tend to feel like you were saying, you felt like you crossed the threshold, and there's a peace that comes with it. There's a inevitability, a confidence that it's done. It's just kind of scraping up the details and putting the pieces together.
And not only that, but I put down that I was going to be platinum by convention. And there's a lot of, I hardly have enough, there's a lot of people that are going to be needing to do a lot of things. And I just feel confident. I'm not the least bit worried about it. It isn't about me helping people. It's about those people. It's about me attracting them and giving them to me and me being available to work with them.
I have a question, because this is something that each person is going to cross as they go through as well, and that is, did you get a sense that you were able to look at people in their silver human being more training experience and begin to empathize with each one from their own types of perspective? And that one of the reasons that we don't talk so much after we've done them several times is that we're really watching other people go through their stuff. You're training yourself to observe the different types of people that you're going to have to nurture in the long haul. Did you pick up any of that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that's just a whole different set of glasses to wear as you go through that event.
Yeah. I mean, that was my intent when I went. It just was to, definitely to participate, to become the leader I want to become. But, yes, I agree with you completely.
And the leadership comes from a powerful confidence in the fact that you can do it, you can get it done. And that's really coming from, Marina's trying to call me. Let me check this out here.
Melody, you were in Sherry's group. She just adored you. She just, she's the most beautiful person.
I hardly said anything, seems like. I can't, maybe, it's hard to remember, but I thought she was very kind as well. Now, was she the insurance lady that you said? Is she the?
Yes. Yeah. She's the one that, she's under her husband, and she has two or three other people. Our group now.
that was nice.
And Joanne, who was with Virginia, I don't know if you met them, but be praying for her. She's going in for chemo on Thursday. She has Hodgkin's, and they tried chemo two other times, and she does not do well with it.
So this time she'll be staying in the hospital. But she's quite a gal. She showed me her Bible, and she had orange tabs everywhere. There was a verse on healing.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was packed. And she has all those verses written out, and for her devotions in the morning at night, she is just feeding herself with God's verses on healing.
Cool.
Yep.
How many people did you have there, Marian?
I think they were close to 100.
How many of your personal people?
Oh, my personal people. 100.
Not Mary.
Oh, we knew you were awesome.
One of the things that everybody loved about my life cycle plan, and I told them because I had not done this with individual pages, but I put the whole pack of my life cycle plan. I put groups of people and people's faces. It was just covered with my team. I had 3 people there this time. And I found out, I want to check this out, but a gal there told me she had made reservations at a Hilton hotel, and I don't know how close it is to Orlando for where the conference is, but she said she reserved a suite, which sleeps 6 people. There's 2 rooms and an in-between room, and she thinks there's a kitchen as well. And she rented it for $500 for the week.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to check into that, and my only concern, she didn't know how close it was to where we're at, and I'm sure Orlando's a huge city, so that's rather key, but that would be fun to have. Really?
That's what I was thinking about doing. That's what I was thinking about doing is getting, because we have a, it's not a timeshare, but you can get like pretty much 50% off on things. And you can maybe get a place for like, you know, $399 or $499 with a kitchen, bedrooms, a couple bedrooms for a week. I just got to find out all the info on it, but she just needs to do a little map it from where she's at to where the convention's going to be, I guess.
Right.
Map question. Is the actual convention just 2 days?
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday,
yeah,
Saturday.
It should be just 2 days.
Uh-huh.
They usually throw a whopping party at the end, so if you're around for it, definitely go.
And that'd be Saturday night. Right? The gala?
Yeah.
Well, I just figured there is so much in that area. It would be fun to just be able to stay a week. And for $500 for the whole week, that's
giant with other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with a minimum of 6. We could, I mean, we had 4 in our room this weekend.
Good ideas, you guys. Way to go. Let's see. We've got several items on the agenda, and I know that Marina's going to be coming on here pretty soon. Russell, are you on yet, Michelle?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. Can you guys give us a little bit of what are some of the pieces you picked up from this Humans Being More that were new or horizons crossed or are way looking different from when you were at it before?
Well, it was a softer presentation on Saturday, I think, that, you know, it wasn't quite so emotional as before, but, you know, still had the impact that you were releasing all of the past things in your life that weren't your problem. You can now go forward and be you and be anything you really want to be. And also, in the business training side of it, I thought was very useful. Had some, you know, comments that I've heard that maybe some of it wasn't as powerful, and you know they didn't get anything out of it. But I still think that that we had one speaker that they said we didn't get anything out of her talk, but I'm thinking, you know, that just, it's just like Dave Johnson. He wants to make you realize that you don't have to be anything special, and you can be a diamond. So go get them.
Yeah, that's a good perspective on that. And so all kinds can get there. Somebody one time did a really interesting talk at an expo. And,
I've had them for a very long time, but they're really comfy, and I haven't found pairs of them
in a long
time.
Okay. Different people, and they put this kind of personality profile on some of the diamonds in the Royal Diamonds and found that all of them had very different personalities, but all of them could make it anyway. So that's a good perspective. Michelle, what about you? What were some of the perspectives you picked up going through this time? Yeah, we got you now.
I think it was a lot easier than last time.
And so as you say, a lot easier than last time, can you imagine you're just a little farther down the road and ready to kind of have your own gear packed up and ready to go and move on and now be a leader for somebody else? You get that sense that your stuff is being kind of cared for, and or is that the feeling you got, or did you feel like they just didn't hit you as hard with the punches, or what do you think?
Last time it was more about me. This time I tried to make it more about being a leader and about my group and about what I want to do there. So it was a totally different outlook to where I wanted to go.
I was in Michelle and Russ's group, and that came across so wonderfully, Michelle and Russell. I just feel like I got to know you better, but you came across as a wonderful leader, Michelle.
Well, and kind of as we just look across our group here, and we know then that when a person goes for the very first time and they get exposed to this, some of them get kind of testy, and we'll get Marina's perspective on that here pretty quick. But what they get kind of testy when they get to that point where they have to face some things and say, is this really pertinent? Why are we doing this? That kind of stuff. And it's hard to see that perspective because it's just to look at some things that just the raw wide open is pretty uncomfortable to do in around a group of people. That first time around, and it kind of sneaks up on you, but then after you've done it, and you look back on it and say, oh, you know, there is a perspective, and then more times you do it, the more times you do it, it's just really interesting. It's a wisdom that we don't really have ourselves. So what I was appreciating, too, was that Michelle and Russell were, and I'm certain that Marion as well in that group, you guys had some real greenhorns in that group. And do you think that was helpful to you, Michelle, to have some people in that group that were just right out of the chute new?
Oh, absolutely. That gives you the desire to help them come forward, and it brings out leadership skills in you that you don't even realize you're bringing out. And another thing that I wanted to touch on, too, about the Sunday portion of the business meeting is that as we went into the business meeting and you were describing the tree of exponential growth and also going through depression and those things, it just triggered the knowledge that, hey, we know that already. And it just solidified that, hey, we already know how to do that. Now we can go forward. We don't have to be confused on, do I know that or not? Am I here or not? We're already there. We know that. And the other thing, too, that I wanted to point out was we broke out in groups of, do you want to go gold, silver, platinum, diamond? And in our group, I think there was about 25 people that were silvers that wanted to go gold. And as they were asking questions, Michelle and I had already knew the answers to almost all of the questions that had come up. And, you know, if the leader didn't answer those, then we helped answer those. And that also brought out leadership skills in us that we knew were there.
That's huge. That's great stuff. Michelle, how about you in that?
I answered almost every question that she couldn't answer. She didn't have a lot of answers.
You know, who was your facilitator?
Dorinda.
Oh, okay. Dorinda, why don't you guys push star 4 and then we can pick up Michelle a little longer, stronger. Yeah, what was that you were saying about the questions that she has some that she couldn't answer?
Many that she couldn't answer. She got all stumbled on her previews, the difference between her previews and her wellness mentors. They asked, somebody asked whether or not she did presentations in her tour, in her home tours. We never did get a straight answer out of her.
So give me perspective if you... somebody who's in the diamond ship and sitting in that position and you are a silver going on diamond, well, does that make you feel more empowered?
Yes. I mean, she didn't, you know, one lady asked if I had to be to go to gold training. And nobody knew the answer, not even her.
They changed up pretty recently. I think that's why, because you used to be able to go, but not anymore.
Right.
This is exciting. This is so exciting.
A lot of things that came up in our group that she couldn't answer, and usually me or Russell had an answer. I know Sherry's daughter, Mary, she asked a couple of questions of, you know, how do I work with others that are staying home, you know? It's like, well, get in play groups and, you know, she's not meeting anybody and go in play groups and meet people. Hire a daycare provider one day a week or,
right,
you know, hire an in-home babysitter for 5 hours. Put your kids to bed at 7 instead of 7:30. Now, just different things.
Wow.
She's been out of the loop for some time for some reason.
Wow. I mean, I can feel the power building. I can feel the power building in this group hugely. Yeah, go ahead.
I have to tell you that even me as a silver, when I was in that group and you mentioned something about our call and then you went on to that other group, I held the floor for the rest of the time telling them exactly what we do and what our plan is, and I answered questions, and I felt the same way. It's like, this is so cool. I mean, and, you know, I had my voice was strong. I knew what I was saying. I knew why I was saying it. And it was awesome.
Wow. Well,
you look around the room, Jerry, and would you say a third of the people there were in your group?
Exactly one third were in our group, yeah.
And now, who was talking just before you come on, Marion?
Wow.
That was Melody.
Melody. Awesome. That's what we're thinking. Go ahead.
Well, now, you know, let's take that perspective for a moment, and then we'll get Marina's perspective, and then I want to get some stuff from Diana tonight on what she was doing with her group out there. Well, here's what what's been neat about this call and talking to different people at different levels as they go through Human Speed More. You get a feeling that there are distributors all over North America. As they get started, they get confused. They don't know where to go next. They don't know what to do next. And just by virtue of some of the steps you've gone through now, we're now beginning to get that sense that we of ownership, of power, of being able to say, okay, all that stuff is under us. We don't need to learn anymore. And that's great feedback for me to know, because we've gone through years where if you keep adding more to the training, people continue to feel like I'm not ready to go yet. But if the training starts to loop back around, and as Russell was saying, we could kind of lip sync the answers, it's okay, now it's our turn to step up and go. I am absolutely confused about that. So, Marina, why don't you pick up some of your ideas and perspectives and feelings from being a first-timer there, not only being a first-timer, but already being silver and having to deal with large groups. And I just think there's a lot of things that you have where you had to look through a bunch of different glasses to see this. So what did you feel about the weekend?
Well, I got to tell you an interesting story, because first day we were there,
In the very beginning, we had to, I say that we got only 70% of the training because we had to translate a lot. Me and Andre were just trying to translate for my dad. He's a pretty strong silver in our down line, for those that don't know. And just to explain a little bit more, you know, we are, you know, Christian people and go to church, and the thing, when we got to the thing where we'd sit down with your partner and fast music would be playing and you close your eyes and just remember your years when you were a teenager and all the way to the baby, your years to be, you know, when you were little, and maybe remember how your dad impacted your life or your mom. And the reason for that was to let go of the past. You know, if you had something where you felt like, you know, you're just not good enough, you just can't face some people just because the way you grew up. My dad thought it was weird at first because he said, hey, you know, this is weird that we have to do all this and all that stuff. And we were talking about it a lot. And I tried to explain to him that, you know, if, you know, some people really do need to let go some of the past. Yeah, but we make him speak into a different one. Yeah, just sorry, my baby's tricked. And when we, after that, when we came right back, when this, I forgot his name, the guy that was doing the training, we were talking about some other thing about personal growth and development when he was talking, you know, telling the story about how his brother was always, you know, on the go trying to do things and he was scared of him. And a lot of other things that were going on by the end of the day really, really touched me that I overheard my dad on the phone talking to my mom saying, you've got to be here. You've got to hear this, you know. This is for people, you know, this is what we need to use at church most, where people would feel like they mean something to somebody else, you know, that they're more than what they think they are for some people, that they are caring, they're more successful than they think they could be. They are leaders, but maybe they don't recognize that. And the thing, when we had to split in the group, and six people were in front of you telling you that you are a caring, successful, and lovable person, and you hear that in your face, and you start to understand that maybe I am, you know? Maybe I am that kind of a person. Yes, I am a leader, and I will lead. And when somebody gets up and tells you that, yeah, that's what I see in you, I think that changed my dad's mind about being weird, you know, the thing where you know, you get to realize how you grew up, what happened in your life, and you're a different person now. It's a new day. You let go of your past and do the better thing. Change, you know, change life of others. You have to change yourself. And on the next day when we were there and talking about the business, and I really, really liked the point that meeting people can talk to whoever we want to. We can prospect to people. Prospecting is not selling, it's not digging, it's not running after somebody. It's just feeling people and see who's right for your organization and simply telling them, you know, hey, I'd like my partner to meet you because I feel that, you know, you're that great. I just got this from you and I translated from my dad, and he's like, you know what, I never thought of it this way. And when he was talking to my mom again, and I was like, we need to rethink and re-see how we were working. We need to be more productive and not just shove stuff in people's face and hope that they will like it. We need to make it feel like it's something urgent. They've got to check it out now, otherwise, you know, they're missing out on this huge mega trend that's coming, you know, coming to United States, coming to North America. This is something that you want to know. If you're missing out, then you're missing out on something big. And we were listening to the call with Jeff Dave Johnson's call just recently, been about a month ago. What was his last name?
Jeffrey Combs,
yes. And he was talking about personal development and about how only 7% of people only get 7% of information from our words. They actually get it through our energy, through our body language, through how, if we are talking to him and trying to tell him about the company or trying to get an appointment and telling him, hey, I'm, you know, I really want you to sign up with me, but I'm afraid you're going to ask me these questions that I don't want to answer. People can send it through our energy. And when we were talking about these things with my dad and my husband, listening to the CD, and it was kind of a good thing right after humans being more training, because we came to understand that there is more, this is more than just business. This is about personal growth and development. This is about you and how you're going to, you know, how you're going to be in front of people and how you're going to, I really like the thing, you know, if you want business people to find business people, you got to be at least, you know, a business person, at least behave a business person, not like a chicken. I really like this training. I would recommend for everyone to go to that training where you feel like you're more than just a person. You are successful, you are caring, you're ambitious, and when other people tell you this, you start to believe yourself. And so you're not afraid to be in front of people thinking that, you know, somebody in school told you one time that you're just not good enough, that you're stupid, or anything like that. And I think for a lot of people, it meant a lot. I've seen some people crying. I've seen some people, you know, sitting down and thinking, yeah, you know, this company is way more than just, you know, selling people about product and business. This company is about personal growth and development.
Wouldn't you love to see your sister Lilia go through that?
Oh, I absolutely love for her to go there, because she's the one that keeps telling me, hey, hey, you can do it. I can't. I'm just not a salesperson, or, you know, I'm just not good enough. And she keeps saying that because in school, you know, she wasn't good, let's say, in math. And she thinks that, you know, people that are good in math or whatever, that never struggle with it, they can figure it out, and she can't. So she's not good with numbers or some other things. People feel like they're not good enough in one area, and they just don't feel like it's right for them, and they're just not the right people to talk in front of other people. They will never talk to the doctor or to a nurse because they just feel like they're nothing. And it's not about being a nurse or a doctor. It's about being yourself and know what you're doing.
And be confident. Oh, this is so good.
Really,
how many of you feel? How many of you feel honored to be in a group with all these people?
Oh, I absolutely do. I wish you had taped what Marina did for Sherry.
I mean, could you be a little more excited?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm very excited, very excited. It's totally changed how my dad was looking at it, because he thought, like, you know, if any other Russian people from our church are going to go here, they'll feel like people are meditating here or just weird stuff, and they will never come here. And it wasn't like that. Toward the end of the day, I was shocked when I heard him talking to Mom. And I was like, he'll tell me a total different thing when we were, you know, right after that thing. And I was like, huh, I wonder. And I kept translating, didn't even pay attention. I liked it, and I thought it was good because I saw people around me. And I think he changed his mind after.
Dad was always, my father on Marina's dad, he was always a leader in whatever he did. And he was always the person, he always made his own decisions. He can make decisions really quick, and he thought that's how the business, how he's supposed to work here, just by himself all the time. And now he's like, he's totally looking at it differently, that he's got a whole group of people that are there to help him, and he finally understood that. For some of us, it's like, well, that's a normal thing, we work as a group, but he never did. And he was just not a, I don't know, he just liked to do things his way always. Now he sees that, you know, like Terry said, Terry Latham, when he was here at the expo, he said, I did everything because I thought I knew how to do it right, and it didn't work. That's what Dad is figuring. He figured it out, that it's not working. Now he wants to learn new things. Because before he was telling us, oh, I know how to talk to people. I talk to them all the time, you know. And talking to them is one thing, but the way you talk to them is totally different.
Wow. I'm going to skip to Diana for a second. Diana, you were not able to be there, but do you hear the difference in somebody's life that you and Eric introduced to this? Does it do something to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then just when my husband went, oh, my goodness, he was so jazzed up for months after it. He just couldn't stop talking about it. And, yeah, I really wish I could have been there. With all my army work and all that stuff, I've just been so exhausted. I wasn't sure if I could make the drive, but I wish I could have been there. And I know that my husband just wants me to go so bad.
Well, here we go. We only have a couple months left, and we're building toward August 1st. And on August 1st, you're going to see some things that we will put tools in your hand that are going to speed things up so dramatically you won't even recognize what we've been doing in the past. But each one of you has been pouring the concrete for the foundation of your business as we move forward. And what I want to do next is to say that we've put ourselves in a position to go for three wide, three deep. And we've got to call ourselves onto the to account in terms of, to go back through the group and wonder, Kim, are you on tonight? I'm going to go back through the group and ask Russell and Michelle, do you have any meetings this week?
We had no new people come in. No.
Okay. And how many do you have any of those? Like, unfortunately, I'm on the road and don't have the ability to put up the internet to show what pages are growing and who's developing people in our business. Have you got anybody in your three legs of three?
We did have a meeting last Thursday and had two, three new people come, but nobody stepped up to join us.
How do you feel about the follow-ups with those three people? Are they possible? Are the follow-ups done now, or where are you at with that?
They're possible. Michelle's going to talk with one of the gals tomorrow that's the key player.
Okay, and then I missed the muscle guy today by minutes because he was off to work.
Right.
And so we've got to get back to him, and then Nick, I guess his name is.
Nick.
The other guy, Nick, was working, so I didn't get it. I just got the Home Depot number.
Okay.
And so we're working on that aspect, but we still got then spots to fill in that group, right?
Yes.
Okay, now let's see. Melody, did you have any that were moving toward, or any meetings that would fit for our three versus three, or three by three deep?
No.
And so we need to fill up all nine positions right now?
Yes.
Okay. So all of you on the team, be aware that we got all nine positions there. Russell, you're still in an all nine position place, or did you get one of those filled?
I'm sorry, say what? What?
Did you get one of your nine positions filled yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Then let's go Chuck and Tracy. Did you have any meetings this week?
Yes. Alex and Kathleen went senior.
Woohoo!
And working on with them, and did a great ABC today with a girl. She's pretty cool. Did some ABCs where this isn't for them. But it was a good week, and it's only getting better.
Okay, so you've got one of your nine slots filled. Are they on auto ship?
No.
Okay, we need to, then do you feel confident in throwing that strategy out to them, or do you want to get paired up with anybody to help do that?
I did talk to them about it already, and they said that they're looking to see what they want.
Okay. Are they working toward giving you names at all at this point?
Yes, they are. Actually, they already have them. It's just getting to do those three ways with them.
Okay. Will a WebEx be an option for them?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Okay. Well, see if you can schedule something up so we can pull off a meeting at their house, even though they're in Reading.
Okay.
And even if it's just experimental with the two of them, and hopefully they'll bring one other person so they can see how the system works and that there's some support in that.
And so that would be you heading that up?
It can be. If you want to have one of the other people do that too, we do need to start, you all can have my access to WebEx. And once you get the hang of it, like Chuck could run one now, probably better than I can. He knows a couple buttons to push better than me. So Chuck is definitely a go-between. And then I've already started Michelle on a learning curve Michelle, do you feel confident now that you could actually schedule one off that site and start to run it yet?
Well, you don't have a camera yet, but...
Oh, you can run everything but the camera.
She hasn't been on since Friday. So.
Okay, so you guys might want to play with that, maybe trying to do one back and forth with another, some other people, but you still have my task codes and stuff, right?
So just haven't had time to get back on it since we left on Friday. I was only on it that one day.
Yeah, okay. So just if you want, you can just pop somebody else on and work that up, because I really want us to start throwing the power of team at them. You all heard how powerful everybody is on this call right now. Let's start using those people as an inspiration, because some of these people, like Melody, you were freaking some people out there with your level of experience and your level of confidence and your level of power in the short amount of time that you were in NECN. We might as well use that, because if a brand new person says, well, shoot, if I can sound as confident as she does, eventually I'm going to follow what those people are doing. So that's powerful. Okay, let's go next to, Andre and Marina, have you guys got anybody new that is on the board for our 3Y3D? Or have you had any meetings this last week?
We had a meeting with Ruben, and we did a follow-up meeting where I'm glad we did it, because he was, you were there too. You know how that went.
Well, yeah, the other people don't. So what we did was to go through a level 4 follow-up meeting, and I think a lot of people are not necessarily comfortable with that. Did you guys feel like you picked up a lot by sitting through that meeting?
Yeah, because he said he was waiting, didn't know what he was waiting. He wanted to do it. He said he made a decision a month ago to do it, and he gave you some names. But when we sat down and said, hey, are you 1, 2, 3, or 5, so he said, I definitely want to be, 5, and I want to do this business. I want to make, a lot of money, and I want to plug in a lot of people, but I don't see how I'm going to get there. So he had no idea how to talk to people, right, or what is the next step. So when we sat down and we asked him what his perfect day looks like, he didn't know where to start at first. And then when Jerry said, when you have this and this and this, and you have to get it, what is your perfect day looks like? And then he started opening up, and then his wife did, and they said, and we said, hey, what's holding you from that? And he said, money. So he started realizing that he wants all these things, and this is what he would like to do really in life. He just doesn't have money, so he doesn't even go there, usually with the kind of money he's earning. So when he saw this, it just helped him to realize, to get there, this is what you need to do. And now he knows what to do. And we just, I think he's ready to order product. We just need to talk to him and just get together again. So we take him to wellness preview and his wife. It's kind of hard because he's pregnant and having babies soon in a couple months, I think. But he is very excited. Very excited, and I'm glad we did that, because he had no idea. It clarified a lot of things. Like, his wife was like, how am I supposed to tell people? And when you sit down and said, hey, who do you know right now that popped to your head? And she said, this girl that I work with. Come up to this girl and say, hey, I think you're very ambitious. I appreciate for who you are. Your personality is great. And I just really want you to see my partner. I think, I have something that you might want to take a look at. How would she feel? And his wife said she would feel special. That doesn't take much to tell people, just to get him to have an appointment. And sometimes we tell people a lot, enough information for them to say no. Well, I think he saw that clearly. but it doesn't take much to maybe bring people over.
Well, that was one of the things I got from Marina, was that we did we knew what the level 4 meeting was, but when we finally sat down and got one done, you could see real quickly that there are a lot of people in your group that need to go through one.
Yes, because they have no idea. They like the products in the company, but have no idea where they're going, and they don't see their why. They don't see why. Maybe they do know Ecocide, but they never said it out loud, so they don't even know. I mean, they like the company because they like it, but they don't know exactly why. Why? Because she wants to stay home with her kids, and he wants to travel the world, and he wants to be the missionary, but he doesn't have the money, and she cannot afford to be home with her two kids. So that became very, like, she saw it very clearly that there's a way to do it, and this is what she really wants, and that's why they want to do Nikan.
Perfect. Okay, Marion, did you have any, so that means you guys have one of your 9 positions filled then, right?
I think, yeah, I say yes.
Yeah, 3 wide and 3 deep, and there's one right there, the people that are on auto ship. Okay, Marion, did you give me a download for us that you think that you had this last week?
Okay, well, yeah. And then Sherry's underneath him, and Joanne's underneath her, and there's another person under there, too. Then Bree is very excited about the business, and she had said she was going to sign up Thursday. Oh, she absolutely loved Larry Prophet's preview. I'm so glad she got to hear that. But I looked online, and she hadn't, so I need to call her. And then Susan said also she was going to sign up, and she hadn't. Susan right now is our product person, and thank you, Marina. What she needs is a level 4 meeting, and she's never been to an event, and she hasn't met any of the team, so we move forward on that. But those are 2 people who at least are going to sign up. Who else do we have? Oh, Darren is coming over tomorrow. He's my neighbor at Rocky Bay, and we'll just see where that goes. And there's 5 other people we're working with at home, getting them through the system.
Great. And who am I forgetting? Who hasn't gone yet?
Kim. Is she on?
Yeah, Kim's not on. Okay, so do y'all feel like you've got your feet on more solid ground because we know what we're going after now?
Yes.
And I am so, so pleased and so impressed that you all could go over there and feel like you're, okay, we're getting this. And because you're the army of the future, you're the ones that are going to blow Nikan out. You're the ones that are going to take it. And we're breaking away. We're going big. We're going quick. And we're going to take this thing down. But you have to be strong enough to believe in yourselves. And I salute all of you for doing that. And each one of you having an opportunity to be at a Humans Being More in this last week, it's gigantic. Let's not forget those pieces as we go into the future. And you're going to be bringing other people through it. One of the key pieces is that you guys are acting like leaders. And that's something that I really have tried to instill in you, that we want you to be leaders as quickly as possible. Marion, what do you have to say?
One other thing at the meeting that I was at for going platinum or going diamond, we were combined. The diamonds that were sharing, they all shared one failure that they all had in common, and that was not going deep. So I just think the 3x3 that we're doing is so, so right, and that's the system we're going to be teaching people, and we're going to get depth and power.
Well, the other part of this is focusing. Jan Davis has been calling me recently, and for those of you who know who Tyler and Jenny?
Yes, motorcycle couple.
The motorcycle couple, they're very young. They just got a wellness home, and 3 people signed up this week.
Oh, that's super.
and they just all of a sudden got it, and they're absolutely blowing the doors off, and they've got five people scheduled for us to see this week. They just saw it. They just decided that three-ways were the way to go, that they needed to be around somebody who was making it. Now, you all have heard the power of these people on this group. I have some folks listening in from other groups tonight that are listening into this call, and I know each one of them is saying, man, I would take any one of my people and do a three-way with anyone on this call. Each one of you are making me feel so confident that if I was to be listening in as a prospect, I'd say that is the team I want to follow right there. Your people will do the same thing if you let them see the team. You're certainly welcome to allow them to come on a training call like this, and you're training one another. You're gaining strength and power as we go along, and that makes people want to be a part of what we do. So I'm just so incredibly impressed. Anybody have any last thoughts before we go?
Hey, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Mike Clayton, I think, is still on the call. Can you call him up or ask him to come forward and talk, see what he sees?
Yeah, Mike Clayton, are you on?
I'm going to have to star 6 to get off mute if he's still on.
Yeah, if you can star 6 again, you can come off mute.
You may have hung up to go to bed because you have to get up.
Yeah, Mike gets up real early. Anyone else?
I know he had two people in his downline go, and then altogether he had 6. Of our downline there.
Yeah, that was very different watching Mike when he got a chance to have his people there.
He already got a training set up for Sunday afternoon at his house to do like a power training. So he's like moving forward. Kenny's committed to coming to meetings again and being at anything and everything that was put on. Nancy is, Patty is, so everybody that went is committed again.
Wow, that's neat. And Kenny is just an amazing guy, and I've always thought he would. He just had to see it. So that's really, really cool. Also, this Jenny and Tyler are in their, well, I don't know, if they're 20, they're really stretching it. And they're in Gloria's group. So Gloria's now down there with you guys in Yakima, so she'll be flying high this week, having these kids that have just been, kind of attending everything. They got their wellness home to get started, but they really hadn't blown it out. Now they're just running Jan's little hoofies off, and it's really terrific. Lots going on, lots of great stuff. Introduce people to the team and the family. I love what Marina was saying about the importance of what this is beyond the magnets and the money, and no one will ever know that unless you bring them around the team. That you guys are powerful, looking to the future with hope. That hope is just going to be the most infectious thing that you can do out there. And one last one that I just had a question about. Oh, somebody else have one? Go ahead.
Gary, I had to add one quick thing really quick today. I resigned from my work a few days ago, and I have 2 more weeks to work, and I came to work today after humans being more. And I just could feel right away being around negative people. I was a little depressed, or maybe I don't know how to explain that, but just some of the things that people are talking about, economy, money, and just negativity, it kind of makes you feel down. And I came home feeling tired and like, oh my gosh, another day at work, and just you can feel it. And being around positive people gives you more energy. I just love to be around people at Meekin because they're all good people and all positive, and there are reasons to be positive. So this is way more, it's different, and I was like, I work for a good company, and there's a lot of ethical things that we're working on, but it's being around negative people kills you, so.
Great point. And Diana, how did it go with your event tonight, and then we're out?
No show.
Okay. We'll go back to working on that. And Diana, make sure you immerse yourself and call to some of these people just so you feel like you get the Meekin bath all week long.
Sounds good.
All right. God bless you all. What a great job you did. I'm just so super stoked. And maybe if we're lucky, then this thing was recorded for some of you to go back and listen to if you like. Elon, did you get that?
I think we need a team call, a team rah-rah-rah. Next time, let's do
that. Oh, it'll do it in four-part harmony. It'll be totally awesome. It will sing with our, like, arms crossed in front of our chest, and it'll be awesome. We'll do that at one of the Wallace previews or something.
All right.
All right,
everybody.